arrogant, hypocritical, self-absorbed, self-indulgent, and contemptuous of others. That is a description of the United States, according to a new report sponsored by the Council on Foreign Relations. The report focuses on how the United States is viewed from abroad, and it concludes that the U.S. is doing a poor job of promoting its policies overseas and has done little to counter rising anti-American sentiment. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
This is the first real independent report card on the Bush administration's public diplomacy efforts, and it's not a glowing one. David Morey is a co-chair of the report.
At every level, public diplomacy, if we want to look at it this way, is broken. It's inadequate for the much more complicated world that we all woke up to on September 12th. It just doesn't work in the way that it has to work. So whether measured by the propaganda that's spewed against the United States by our enemies, whether measured by problems in terms of America communicating to our allies, we need a completely new framework, approach, paradigm, whatever you want to call it. The system is broken.
Specifically, the report finds that the U.S. has failed to capture the hearts and minds of people in other countries. It cites polls in Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Pakistan, in which more than 60% of people express an unfavorable opinion of the United States. And the image problem, it found, is not limited to Islamic countries. These issues are not news to the Bush administration. Since September 11th, State Department officials have done hundreds, if not thousands, of media interviews and appearances. Exchange programs have been set up with Muslim countries, and an Arabic-language radio station aimed at young people in the Middle East has gone on air. Still, State Department spokesman Philip Reeker admits that U.S. officials have struggled to keep up with a changed world.
I think we've all acknowledged that some of these areas were ones that we did exceptionally well with in earlier years, and as the world evolved, our efforts in this direction didn't necessarily evolve with them, and that's why we focused so much in recent times. I think a number of the findings that the Council and other studies have had reflect that as well.
The Council's report makes a number of specific recommendations. They include reorganizing the State Department to give more authority and funding to the Undersecretary for Public Diplomacy, improving polling to gauge overseas opinion, and creating an independent Corporation for Public Diplomacy along the lines of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting to help get the U.S. message out. The report's authors are at pains to point out that their criticism isn't leveled at any individual in the Bush administration, which, they say, hasn't done any worse than past administrations. And they praise Charlotte Beers, the Undersecretary for Public Diplomacy, who came to the State Department last fall from Madison Avenue. Rather, says David Morey, he would simply like to see public diplomacy become a more central element in foreign policy. And he'd like to see more money for it.
We spend $1 billion a year as a government on public diplomacy. That's all the exchange programs, all the State Department operations, all the international overseas operations. That's 1/379th of the defense budget, 1/30th the intelligence budget, and 1/25th the international affairs budget. It's really not a lot of money. You don't want to just throw money at a problem, but over time, phased in, you want more money to be allocated toward this significantly critical issue that will, in a way, be an investment in American security.
That message has already hit home on Capitol Hill. The House has approved a bill to boost spending on public diplomacy by more than $255 million. And in the Senate, Foreign Relations Committee Chair Joseph Biden is supporting similar legislation. The State Department says that will help. But skeptics say there are limits to what even the smartest, best-funded public relations campaign can do. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.